Ahoy, mateys. This is part two of Captain Fred's World Cruise, show number 98. Coming up next, we are heading for the nation of Brazil. It's a country full of all kinds of rhythms and sound, so we'll start out with Seu Jorge and Almaz. Then we'll take off into some other Brazilian styles. The World Cruise is brought to you by the Association of Micropower Broadcasters, and we'll have contact info at the end of the show. Right now, this one is called Pai Jiao.
De roupinha velha viveu Pai João, de chapéu de palha e de pé no chão. De roupinha velha viveu Pai João, de chapéu de palha e de pé no chão. O pobre velho vivia a sofrer, não tinha onde dormir, não tinha o que comer. Os homens maus não tinham compaixão de ver o sofrimento do velho Pai João. Pai João, Pai João, viveu de calça velha, de chapéu de palha e de pé no chão. Pai João, Pai João, viveu de calça velha, de chapéu de palha e de pé no chão. De roupinha velha viveu Pai João, de chapéu de palha e de pé no chão. De roupinha velha viveu Pai João, de chapéu de palha e de pé no chão. O pobre velho vivia a sofrer, não tinha onde dormir, não tinha o que comer. Os homens maus não tinham compaixão de ver o sofrimento do velho Pai João. Pai João, chapéu de palha e de pé no chão. O pobre velho vivia a sofrer, não tinha onde dormir, não tinha o que comer. Os homens maus não tinham compaixão de ver o sofrimento do velho Pai João.
Discover how our Mother Earth doesn't have to be this way. No, we're not condemned to slow decay. If we stand together and we say, doesn't matter how you pray. When you find your life's in disarray, when you're dwindling away, there's a dream you can't delay. Our precious children every day need a cleaner, pure buffet. Let it flow. Flow, simple drink of water. Flow, a simple drink of life. Flow, simple drink of water. Flow, a simple drink of love. Drink and discover how our mother earth has made our food grow. Drink and discover how our mother earth has made our heart glow. How can we be confused? Water is life misused. It doesn't have to be this way. No, we're not condemned to slow decay. If we stand together and we say, doesn't matter how you pray. When you find your life's in disarray, when you're dwindling away, there's a dream you can't delay. Our precious children every day need a clean and pure buffet. Let it flow.
¿Por qué llorar? No tengo lágrimas. Es que me acostumbré a vivir sin ti. Y si llorara pudiera descubrir una pena en el pecho que no es para mí. Y como no sé llorar, es que prefiero yo reír.
Quiero llorar, no tengo lágrimas. Es que me acostumbré a vivir sin ti. Y si llorara pudiera descubrir lo que te
Es muy cierto, mi vida, que sueño con tu voz. La lágrima triste se ha vestido de una flor. El destino así lo quiso y lo tengo que aceptar. Y como llorar no puedo, prefiero bailar. Quiero bailar.
Quiero llorar, no tengo lágrimas. Es que me acostumbré a vivir sin ti. Y si llorara pudiera descubrir lo que tengo en el pecho.
Es muy cierto, mi vida, que sueño con tu voz. La lágrima triste se ha vestido de una flor. El destino así lo quiso y lo tengo que aceptar. Como llorar no puedo, prefiero bailar. Quiero bailar.
Lo que tengo es
mundo.
Background right now is Mohammed Hussein. We just heard Amor e Paz, which means love and peace. That was by Luisa Mehta from her CD called Lero Lero. Before that was Isaac Delgado with No Tengo Lagrimas. Flow by Charmaine Clammer, and we started with Seal George and Elmaz doing Paijão. All four songs very different, but with their roots firmly in Brazil. I hope you enjoyed it. Now here's some reggae dub styles from Michael Fronte and Spearhead here on the World Cruise.
Only thing missing was you.
stars the size of you and me, you and me. But how was I to know when I thought I had it all along? The only thing missing was you. 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 You.
I've been waiting all along for a woman like you. Woman like you, woman like you. Been waiting all along for a woman like you. Like you, like you. Waiting all along for a woman like you. Woman like you.
Maldito.
Celosa lo va a buscar. De noche brinda la verga que está detrás de mi casa, a ver si puede fugarse sin que ella lo pueda disquelar. Y no tan pronto, no tan pronto está de fiesta, si de otro felino tiene que echar a correr. Esto sí es cierto, mi amigo. Ay, 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 qué lío se va a formar cuando mi gatito se bebe pan. Y es tan simple la razón, el que a su gata le cuenta, el que a su gata le cuenta, no es nada más que un ratón, guapo ratón.
no, 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 no.
Because I ain't got all my trouble.
Okay, we just heard Robert Randolph and the Family Band with Traveling Shoes. Our set began with Only Thing Missing Was You by Michael Franti and Spearhead. Then we heard Gato by Los Felanos and If I Had a Wife, Leave Well Enough Alone by Kevin Burke and Cal Scott. That strange sound in the background is Black Judas by Daryl Jennifer from the Bad Brains. You're listening to Captain Fred's World Cruise. Now let's rock and roll.
What did we come here for? What did we come here for? What did we come here for?
To rock and roll.
What did we come here for?
To rock and roll.
Ooh, wee, baby. Let's rock and roll. Well, if you wanna be my baby,
let's rock and roll.
If you wanna be my baby,
let's rock and roll.
If you wanna be my baby. Can't help woman, crazy beat.
All right, I'm sure you recognize that song. That was The Stimulators covering the Kiss song Rock and Roll All Night. And before that was Let's Rock and Roll by the Twistolettes. You've been listening to World Cruise show number 98. The show is brought to you by the Association of Micropower Broadcasters. If you'd like a copy of our free newsletter, the AMPB Report, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to AMPB, PNB 22, 2018 Shattuck Avenue, Berkeley, California, 94704. Or send an email to ampb@att.net. That's AMPB, PNB 22, 2018 Shattuck Avenue, Berkeley, California, 94704. Or send an email to ampb@att.net. Online, you can read the blog at www.ampbreport.blogspot.com. You can also check out our YouTube channel. Just search YouTube for Captain Fred 999 to see all the videos. That's all for now. Thanks for listening. This is Captain Fred signing off. Bye.
The cause for the failure of the existing world order and capitalism has to do with the current global management and its ruling structures. The League of Nations and after that, the United Nations were established with the promise to bring about peace, security, and the realization of human rights, which in fact meant a global management. One can analyze the current system of governance of world affairs by examining three events. The first is the event of the 11 September 2001, which has indeed affected the entire world for almost a decade. We recall that at the time, suddenly the news of an attack on the Twin Towers was broadcast using numerous footages of the incident. Almost all governments and known figures that mattered strongly condemned this incident. But then a propaganda machine came into full force. It was implied that the whole world was now exposed to a huge danger, namely that of terrorism, and that the only way to save the world would be to deploy forces into Afghanistan. Eventually, Afghanistan and shortly thereafter, Iraq were occupied. Now, please take note. It was said that some 3,000 people were killed on September 11, for which we are all very saddened. Yet, up until now, in Afghanistan and Iraq, hundreds of thousands of people have been killed, millions wounded and displaced, and the conflict is still going on and expanding. In identifying those responsible behind the September 11 attacks, there were three viewpoints. First, that a very powerful and complex terrorist group able to successfully cross all layers of the American intelligence and security carried out the attack. This is the prevalent viewpoint, which has been supported mainly and advocated by American statesmen. Second, that some segments within the U.S. government orchestrated the attack to reverse the declining American economy and its grips on the Middle East in order to save the Zionist regime. The majority of the American people, as well as most nations and politicians around the world, agree with this view. Third, it was carried out by a terrorist group, but that the American government supported and took advantage of the situation. Apparently, this viewpoint has fewer proponents. The main evidence for this viewpoint links the incident with a few passports found in the huge volume of rubble and a video of an individual whose place of domicile was unknown, but it was announced that he had been involved in oil deals with some American officials. It was also covered up and said that due to the explosion and fire, no trace of suicide attackers was found. Regardless of each of these three viewpoints, there remain a few questions to be answered. Would it not have been sensible that first a thorough investigation should have been conducted by independent groups to conclusively identify the elements involved in the attack and then map out a rational plan to take measures against them? It is proposed that the United Nations set up an independent fact-finding group for the event of September 11, so that in the future, expressing views about it to ensure that the different views about it are not banned from discussion in the future. I wish to announce here that next year the Islamic Republic of Iran will host a conference to study terrorism and the means to confront it. I invite officials, scholars, thinkers, researchers, and research institutes of all countries to attend this conference.